Three viruses, influenza, COVID, and now RSV. They're still making their way through communities, warns Dr. Christopher Pierce at Carilion Children's.
You'll hear the term tridemic, and we've heard that last year, hearing it again this year. And that's really, I think, because we got the piece of RSV and flu surging where they had been down in numbers for the past few years, so they're really kind of come back with a little more severity. COVID continues to have its ups and downs.
Pierce says when people masked up against COVID, it helped protect them against RSV and the flu at the same time. Healthy habits like hand washing and coughing into your elbow also keep them from spreading.
So this year, we've seen a ramp up of RSV. It came a little bit later than last year, and then flu came just a smidgen separated. So you know, we've still got plenty of flu and RSV out there, but looking at the trend, seems like it's going down some.
Pierce adds that RSV is more difficult to track as it is not reportable, as are the flu and COVID. He says RSV is mostly dangerous to infants and those that are older, but while children may handle it better, severe cases do happen. Alex Torres, WFIR News.